Hi guys! Today we have a special guest here in our YouTube channel. She is the singer of the band Milk and Blues. Zia Leme!
Hello!
Welcome to our channel!
Thank you for having me here.
Thank you for being here, and I apologize to our audience because I am not a native English speaker. I am Brazilian, so soy brasileño, soy brasileiro.
Don't worry.
But I would like to start with this subject. You are from the United States.
Yeah, I was born in Colorado, the state of Colorado.
Tell me more about that. Did you learn Portuguese with your parents?
Yes, my father is Brazilian, so we used
that's
to
why.
Yeah. We used to speak Portuguese at home, simple things like, I'm hungry. It was just him and my grandmother, who doesn't speak English.
But you are a native English speaker, don't
yeah.
you?
Yeah.
Tell me, Zia, what did you want to be when were you a child?
Well, I always wanted to sing when I was a child.
Oh, that's nice. Nice dream that came true.
When I was 8, my dad gave me my first guitar and my first keyboard.
Oh, you played like a lot all the time?
I played, I don't know what I played, but I made a lot of noise.
So. Before entering the subject of Milk and Blues band, I would like to ask, you are quite an athlete, no? I've heard that you do soccer and Muay Thai, Jiu-Jitsu. Tell me more about that.
Oh my gosh, I love sports. I used to play volleyball in middle school, mm-hmm. and in high school, soccer. It's in the blood, I guess. My father's Brazilian, and I like to play.
But Muay Thai and Jiu-Jitsu, how do you explain that?
So when
you want to fight, you have so much energy that you want to break.
No, actually, I wanted to lose weight, but mm-hmm. I don't have the discipline to count repetitions.
Okay, go to the gym and do like three times a week.
No, I don't have the discipline or the patience.
I think nobody.
No. No, I'd rather have somebody on top of me say, go, do this, do it, push, mm-hmm. you know? Mm-hmm. And so I discovered Muay Thai and I fell in love with it. I used to train three times a day, every
three
day.
Three times a day? Uh-huh.
Yeah. I was actually, before I got in the band, I was actually training to fight professionally.
Oh, here in Brazil?
Yeah.
Oh.
I just started,
you know,
so.
You cute face, you can't imagine that, they do like kicks and
yeah,
punches.
Yeah, Muay Thai is more punches, your elbows, kicks, knees, things like that. Jiu-Jitsu is your whole body, on foot and on the floor. It's really fun. it's addicting, so.
When I walk on by, girls be looking like who is fly. I pimp to the beat, walking on the street, I'm a new love freak, yeah. This is how I roll, animal pimpin's out of control.
Now I would like to start with Milk and Blues, the band Milk and Blues. How did you join the band?
Well, once upon a time, when I came to Brazil, my good friend showed me the band. At first, he's like, oh, this band would be perfect for you, this and that. I'm like, oh my god, it's really, really cool. And then a couple of years passed, and then I saw a post from Milk and Blues that they were looking for a singer. And I'm like, let me see. So I sent some material, you know, I sent some videos, and I applied, and I didn't think anything of it, you know. I was like, let me just plant this seed and see what happens.
And then? Months later,
uh-huh. They're like, hey. So they called me in for...
You did like an audition?
Yeah. Yes. Yeah, they called me in for a physical audition mm-hmm. In a studio with the band to see if we had chemistry. You know?
Yes, chemistry is very important in a band, in a group.
It is. I was so
nervous. I think it's the most important part of a band, huh?
I think so.
Don't you think?
Mm-hmm. it's really important to have a connection, mm-hmm. musically and as a person, so, you know.
Yes. And then?
And then?
What happened when, after that?
So I got there and I was like, I was so nervous because I'm really short. And then I get in this huge room and all these people who are like taller than me. And I'm like, hi, Alini.
Yeah, yeah.
But
they're very nice.
Yeah, they are so welcoming. They're, mm-hmm. wow.
Do you know our music, our song theme for the channel is a Milk Blues song.
Do it.
Yeah. Yes. After that, they did a vote, a live competition. I don't know how to say it.
Yeah, okay, so let me start from the beginning to get a better picture. Mm-hmm. So they did the post, and there were different phases. The digital part where you send your application and your material, mm-hmm. and there were over 100 women.
100?
Over 100 women from Curitiba. Who sent their material. And then from those 100, I think they selected like 20 to do the physical audition at
the studio.
At the studio, yeah. And from those 20, the next phase was a live competition. They chose four people.
Four people.
And I was one of those four people. Even brighter than the moon. It's always been inside of you,
and now you've got to let it through. Sweet reunion, Jamaica and Spain. We're like how we were again.
De repressão, cotidiana escravidão, alienando o cidadão. Da pedagogia do oprimido, a barra do fudido. Eu estou inserido, mudando o reino.
The closer we got to that date, mm-hmm. the more that I wanted it. The more I was like, I want this. This is my dream, you know? So each of us four, we sang four songs with the band at a live show at Crossroads, right? Mm-hmm. And the public, the crowd voted, and that counted for one vote. They voted on their favorite, and then each member voted as well. And then they said they would post the results at noon the next day. So, oh my gosh,
and
I
you
didn't...
were like 11:59.
11:59 came and nothing. I was like, no, what's going on? So they ended up posting a couple of hours later. So imagine
it
the agony.
It was a tough decision, I guess.
Yeah. So. Man, I cried so much that day. Seriously.
Maybe this was one of your most emotional days of your life.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Definitely.
And about that, I would like to talk about other projects you have and you had also. Mm-hmm.
Yes, I participated in a few musicals in high school.
Oh,
a long time
nice.
Ago. Musicals like... How to succeed in business without really trying. Oh my god. I'm getting so old, I can't even remember. Anything Goes.
I like this title.
Huh?
I like this title. How to succeed.
Yeah. Well, when you watch the actual musical, it has nothing to do with...
the title.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
It's about a guy who moves up in a company without doing anything.
That's funny.
I think it's like politics in Brazil.
Yeah. The synonym, I don't know.
Yeah. It's very similar to that in a way, I guess.
So sad. But let's not talk about politics.
No, please,
now.
God, no.
Let's talk about good stuff. Like, besides Milk and Blues, mm-hmm. you do different kinds of works also here in Brazil.
Yeah, I have a few projects that I'm working on, actually. Mm. I sing in bars, you know, mm-hmm. I have a duo.
Oh, nice. What's the name?
Zielemi Duo.
Zielemi Duo. Oh.
We use my name to not confuse people, you know. Mm-hmm.
Yes, we know that the singer of a duo or trio or a band is always the highlight of the group. Mm-hmm. And what else?
Well, I can't tell you what I'm working on.
Oh, it's a big secret.
It's a secret. But let's just say it's going to help a lot of singers.
Oh, nice.
Brazilian singers who want to sing in English.
Oh, nice.
That's all I'm saying.
I saw your Facebook page that you help singers with translation, and you do also voiceover.
Yes, I do voiceover for Canja Produções.
Oh, you know? Yes, they are our friends. They are the best also. No.
Yeah, they're awesome. And also Vox Day. I do some jobs with them too.
Oh, nice.
And I also offer a service where I help people with their pronunciation when they sing. Mm-hmm. And whoever writes their music in English, I take a look to see if it's natural.
Yes, to sound more English.
Yeah, to sound more native, to not sound like...
Google Translation.
Exactly. So I try to help people with that so that they can feel more confident with their work.
Let's talk about your dreams. What's your professional dream?
Professional dream? Well, I'm living it, I think.
Oh, this is amazing.
Yeah, I've always wanted to sing, and I write music too, so I want to share what's in here so that other people can relate, you know? Mm-hmm. I want to leave my legacy, and this is the legacy that I want to leave.
Oh.
My music.
Beautiful. Beautiful words.
Thank you.
And about your personal life, what's your dream? I know it's confusing sometimes, the professional and our personal lives, but you have a... What brings meaning here in the future to your life?
Well, I'm human, so I really want to have a family one day. Mm. And it doesn't matter where, as long as we're together. So,
oh, if beautiful words again.
So I'm hoping to find someone who will give me that.
call me Ed.
Call me Ed. 555-5555. No, don't call me. I'll call you.
I will find you.
And I will kill you.
With love.
With love.
We know that Milk and Blues have an international audience. This is very nice for a Curitiban? I don't know.
A Curitibano
band.
Yeah.
This is very interesting. What do you think about it?
I think it's exciting. I think it's a great way for us to globalize,
share.
Yeah.
Yes, globalize. To share the song, share your words, your you talked before.
They give us great feedback on what they like, yes, and what they don't like.
Every new video in the channel of Milk and Blues, I just saw English comments like, oh, it is amazing. This is great. And you have an audience here in Curitiba, in Brazil. Mm-hmm. You do concerts like everywhere. And people are calling you out there. I saw it.
Yeah, we really want to go international.
You, if you have like much money.
If you have a lot of money.
If you have a lot of money, hey, call me to your city.
Send it our way. No, it's been a great support, internationally speaking, you know. It motivates us to produce more material. Mm-hmm.
This is very important to you as a band to go further, to go creating new songs and...
Yeah, we want to create new material and we are working on it.
Oh, you're waiting for it.
Soon. Coming soon. Yeah, we are definitely motivated to keep producing more and more material. And the band has changed so much since the beginning.
Yes.
I think we owe our audience
I'm at least excited about every new notification comes to my computer. Okay, New Kids on the Block.
Yeah.
Let's watch it. Unfortunately, we have come to an end of this interview. Thank you very much, Zia.
Oh, thank you for having me. It was a pleasure.
And you can share your contacts, where people can follow your work.
You can follow my work at milkandblues.com, Facebook/milkandblues, Instagram @milkandblues, or Zia Lemmy, my solo project, Zia Lemmy Music. On Facebook, it's the same on Instagram, Zia Lemmy Music. And the phone numbers are there if you want to send me a message. Or not.
Thank you very much, Zia. And if you like this video, thumbs up, subscribe, you know what to do. Bye. Do it, make it feel it, Zia. If you are watching this interview, thanks to Zia, that tries to teach me English because I don't know how to speak English.
Sure you do.
Yeah. No, I don't.
He does.
On va faire un entretien en français, ça serait super.
Pero hablas español también.
Pero español, yo hablo solamente portugués.
Sing something.
A capella. Do it now 'cause you might not be here tomorrow. No, your life's just as good.